This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the healthcare and technology, as well as telemedicine channels. You can find and subscribe to our programming on iTunes, and we can now be heard on TuneIn Radio as well for your convenience. Today, we are speaking with Michael Okravi, CEO of DocChat. DocChat lets patients communicate with doctors through real-time video. It guarantees to connect patients to doctors in 15 minutes. Impressive. Michael, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Hi, Eric. How are you? Thank you.
You're welcome. Doing well, and certainly looking forward to hearing more about DocChat. So tell us, how can telemedicine help you improve your health?
Well, the biggest problem with healthcare, of which there are many, is the lack of access to physicians. And while this mostly affects people who either can't afford a physician or living in remote areas, it really affects all of us, because even if you live in a major metro area, if your doctor isn't available after 5 or after 6, which is very common, or they're not available on weekends, or they decide to take a vacation, what do you do? Where do you go? You usually end up doing nothing, or if it's kind of serious, you go to the ER. But a lot of times, that can be prevented. So just by having a doctor available to you, you can get health questions answered right away before they start progressing. Take care of your symptoms proactively and be preemptive about it.
And who can benefit the most from telemedicine?
Well, we've identified a few target groups. The first one that we see are young mothers, because young mothers are so busy. You're taking care of the world, you're taking care of your kids, you're trying to manage the entire household, and a lot of them are working. When you get sick and you have to see a doctor, it just topples your whole life over. So to be able to see a doctor through telemedicine, through real-time communication, when you need it, is golden to these people. And hey, they may need to go get further follow-up, but you know what? Approximately 75 to 80% of regular doctor visits can be handled remotely. So it behooves them to try telemedicine, see if they can get it taken care of. A lot of times you just need a prescription. A lot of times they know what's going on with them, but they just need maybe they need antibiotics or something. This lets them save time. And I think that people living in the Midwest and the Great Plains, there's a strong scarcity of physicians. It can take on average a couple weeks to get an appointment with a doctor. During that time, what is the patient doing? They're sitting there, they're worried, they're waiting, they're gonna end up going to the ER. It's a waste of their time. And it's a waste on our health bill, and it could all be prevented by simply having something that's available to them.
I couldn't agree more. Today, we are speaking briefly with Michael Okravi, CEO of DocChat, here on eHealth Radio, and the healthcare and technology and telemedicine channels here on the eHealth Radio Network. Tell us, what ailments can be treated through telemedicine?
Well, it can be as simple as you have sinus infection. That's very common. It can be pneumonia. It can really be anything, because telemedicine isn't just for diagnosis. It's also for triage. So one of the things that we believe and that makes us different is that we have emergency doctors in our physician network. So these doctors are trained in triage, because you might go to an ER, for example, where these doctors are accustomed to working, and they may not be able to treat you there, so they'll send you to another department in the hospital, or they'll send you to a specialist. And that's what we can do. So if you have sinus infection, cold, flu, pneumonia, pneumonia, you know, it could be severe, or it could be simple pneumonia. We can treat that. A lot of times, people just need medication refills. So you could go to your doctor, make an appointment, but remember, even if you go to your doctor, you still have to pay copay. And if you haven't covered your deductible on your insurance plan, you're still basically responsible for that bill.
What do you think the future of medicine beyond telemedicine is?
This is one of my favorite questions to answer because telemedicine is right now the newest wave of technology taking over medicine. But the reason why it's taking over is because it's putting healthcare back into the patient's hands. We get to control where and when we get our treatment. Medicine has always been innovative in the form of diagnostic equipment and fancy tools, but it's really lagged behind in the customer service department. But what we're finding is that this lack of so-called customer service or convenience for our patients is actually creating worse health outcomes because people, they don't trust their doctors. They don't get the proper care because it's inconvenient for them. And so it's a bigger problem than just, well, they had to wait in a waiting room for an hour longer than they were supposed to. It's much bigger than that. So the future of medicine is how can we take diagnostic tools and bring them home? So gadgets, add-on devices, things that you can do yourself, and then have a doctor on the other end, like through a telemedicine platform, tell you what that means. That's the future. Imagine if you could be at home and you're talking to a doctor and he says, okay, you should take out your little EKG machine, hook it up to your phone or computer, apply it to the, you know, to your heart or appropriate areas of your body, and let's get a reading on that. That's amazing, right? And these technologies already exist. They're just about bringing them to the consumer in an easily packaged way. There's technologies that do x-rays, like what we go through at an airport security. Just a limited x-ray, but it's enough to tell you if you have a broken bone or not, right? There are technologies that are doing temperature, that are doing blood pressure, simple things. Blood pressure may not sound like much, but if you have a headache, it could be from high blood pressure, or it could be something really serious. These things will be the difference. We don't have to go to our doctors all the time if we have these tools available to us, and that's the future.
And nothing like going into a doctor's office and waiting for a long time, filling out a bunch of forms, and then picking up some other sickness that others have, carrying it within the waiting room. Tell us how DocChat works briefly and where can our listeners get more information and utilize DocChat.
So DocChat guarantees that patients will see a doctor in 15 minutes or less. What makes us different is that we don't play gimmicks. A lot of our competitors will limit the time of the consultation to 10 or 15 minutes. Why do that? Then the patient feels rushed, they're going to forget something, and if they go over their time limit, they have to pay another fee. We don't do that. No time limit. And you can follow up with your doctor. You can actually call your doctor's cell phone on DocChat, which is amazing and unprecedented by itself because nobody does that. They treat the doctor's cell phone as though it's some kind of sacred piece of, you know, literature that has to be protected. But what if you forget how to use your medication? What if you forget some of the instructions the doctor gave you? What if you're not getting better? Then should you have to call back? No, call your doctor. That's it. We make it simple. So these are some of the things we do differently. If you visit docchat.io, you can see everything that we have to offer, and you can get your first consultation free with the code HELLO in all capital letters. You can use it on your iPhone, you can use it on your Android phone, you can use it on your Kindle, or you can just use it through our website.
You can't beat that. It is docchat.io. Michael, it certainly has been a privilege to have had you. Certainly love what you are providing in the healthcare space to make things more simpler and more convenient. Thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric. Have a great day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Michael Ogravi, CEO of DocChat, that lets patients communicate with doctors through real-time video. It guarantees to connect patients to doctors in 15 minutes. And the website, once again, is docchat.io. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio. and the healthcare, technology, and telemedicine channels are part of the eHealth Radio Network, and we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.